I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
He's in his director's chair today, and he's joining us here on the Spring Dance Hot Tub Hotline. Let's go to Mr. Dinesh D'Souza. Hey, Dinesh, welcome back, and congratulations on another big film.
Thank you very much, Dom. I'm really excited about this one. It actually incorporates themes from both my book, The Big Lie, which came out last year, and a new book, Death of a Nation, which comes out alongside the movie. And I'm particularly excited that you guys are jumping in early so that your listeners will be able to see the film before it opens. It opens nationwide Friday, August 3rd. So you're doing a pre-screening, which is absolutely awesome.
Well, certainly. That's what we like to do. You know, it's the VIP crowd here that are Dinesh fans and have seen you here and seen the films. And you tackle something that fascinates me. And I know, given the big screen, how you make this come alive. But this word fascism that's out there. Jonah Goldberg is somebody who wrote a book along this. And you've written several on these themes that... It's the thing we hear with every conservative almost. You've been called a fascist, but particularly President Trump. And you go into what the true definition of that is.
Yeah, just to tell you a little funny sideline, Dom. So when we started shooting this, I thought to myself, I want to actually recreate the moment in which fascism burst on the world scene. What drove this sort of incredible, powerful, and ultimately powerfully evil movement? Where did it come from? And of course, I thought to myself, let me shoot this, you know, in Dallas or somewhere in America. But the problem is American kids are just too red-cheeked and fresh-faced, and it didn't actually even feel all that authentic. So then we packed up and went to Europe, and we shot these scenes in Germany and in Prague using German-speaking actors. And the effect, the emotional effect, is tremendous. So, you know, I'm talking here more about the visual, emotional side of the movie. But what, you know, it's one thing to say fascism is on the left. It's one thing to say Mussolini was a Marxist and a lifelong socialist. Hitler changed the name of the German Workers' Party to the National Socialist. So this is all, you may say, talk. But when you show it, it has a completely different effect on the audience.
Now, you are so good. I only got on once, and I had to stake out for 8 hours. The professor, the Ward guy, you know, from Colorado, you actually have gotten them on national TV. So I was wondering, maybe it was too late for their film, Her Rise. Is the it girl in here, Ms. Ocasio-Cortez?
You know, I wish she were, but you know what's really funny about this film is if you actually, and anyone can do this very easily, if you just Google the Nazi 25-point platform. The Nazis issued a platform, and it's all there, and it's there in translation on the web. And you just kind of scroll down through it. Now, some of the language is a little bit antique. They talk about, you know, they'll talk about usury instead of interest. But if you make those minor corrections and just ask yourself, am I reading something that sounds like the platform of the Republican Party, or does this sound like democratic socialist rhetoric? And make your own decision, because when I see the wild eyes of this woman, Ocasio-Cortez, this is the same kind of craziness that led people to become, you know, black shirts or brown shirts in respectively Mussolini's Italy or Hitler's Germany.
Now, the other thing, too, and this was a brilliant, you put it, you teased it, and the media went nuts, and then you explained fully President Trump's connection to Abraham Lincoln. For our listeners who may have forgotten, what's the meme there from Dinesh?
Well, this is worth thinking about because, see, our political waters are really roiled, and there's so much craziness that we've seen since Trump's election. We'd have to say those of us who are now, I mean, I'm in my 50s, I think back, there's nothing like this that has happened in my lifetime. I've never seen this before. And Reagan didn't reflect this because even in Reagan, you had an era of gentleman's politics. Reagan would make a joke and Sam Donaldson would laugh, and Reagan and Tip O'Neill got along despite their ideological differences. So Reagan, I think, would be a little out of place, a fish out of water, you might say, today. But Lincoln would not, because the waters were even more roiled in Lincoln's time. And let's think about the issue. You know, the issue now is exactly the same as it was in 1860, namely a major political party, and it happens to be the same party, the Democratic Party, will not accept, will fanatically refuse to accept the result of a lawful election. And all the craziness comes out of that.
Yeah, exactly. And Lincoln faced, and we're starting to see people ratchet up and actually start to suggest, or in some cases go further, violence upon President Trump. Lincoln, the train to take him to Washington, there were all kinds of assassination potentialities around that.
Not only that, but when John Wilkes Booth finally assassinated Lincoln, we think of him as a lone wolf, and of course the progressive left has done a lot to portray him as a lone wolf. But in reality, calls for Lincoln's assassination were very common, not only in the South, not only in the Confederacy, but also among Democrats in the North. There were Northern Democratic papers regularly calling for people to put a knife into Lincoln and, you know, chop off his head and so on. And so John Wilkes Booth merely carried out, if you may say, the ideology of this extreme wing of the Democratic Party.
Now, let me ask you the big question. Is Dinesh D'Souza in your own film?
Absolutely. I mean,
a Razzie, put it aside. Here we go.
Well, once again, I'm playing myself. But, you know, in a documentary film, there needs to be a narrative voice that
yes.
carries the audience through. And in this film, I play that role. And so the film has Trump visibly present, particularly in the beginning and the end. And the middle of the film is kind of a dive into not just fascism, but also the issue of racism and white supremacy. Because I think the big question that I answer in this movie that I did not answer in Hillary's America, people watch Hillary's America, they could say, look, the Democratic Party is historically, very clearly, the party of racism. But where is the racism now? And of course, the left loves to say, "Well, look at Charlottesville; it's on the right. Look at all those KKK guys mm-hmm. who are for
right.
Trump." This issue, this elephant in the living room, I take on in this movie, and I crush it. And so, this is going to be, I think, one of the eye-opening payoffs of the film is that it essentially blows up the whole Charlottesville narrative. It puts the whole thing in a completely new light, and so ultimately, it destroys the left's race card and their fascism card.
Well, that's pretty good. And playing yourself to boot in that. That's what I'm going to make sure our audience sees when you come on screen. Dinesh, there is a website for all things Death of a Nation and a trailer there so people can whet their appetite. Where do they find it?
Well, there's deathofanationmovie.com. There's DineshDeSouza.com, my website, to watch the trailer and find out more about the movie. I also have a book, Death of a Nation, St. Martin's Press, coming out at the same time. Now, the book is subtitled Plantation Politics and the Making of the Democratic Party. And it contains the very, I think, provocative theme that the old slave plantation sort of never went away. The Democrats just reconstructed it, reinvented it, relabeled it, so that today's plantation, the old plantation was just for blacks. But, of course, now we have black ghettos, we have Latino barrios, we have Native American reservations. So it's kind of like the Democrats have taken every minority group, every ethnic group, created a collective, and sort of created this kind of intergenerational dependency that they thrive on, in which they supply your basic meager needs in exchange for dependency and votes. And this kind of miserable trade-off is essentially the defining feature now of the Democratic Party.
It's going to be spectacular, Dinesh. Thank you. Thanks for what you do. I mean, you are a breakout into this field, and you're somebody, I don't know if you had any cinematic background before you started doing this, did you?
Absolutely not. I mean, I was a think tank guy, as you know, Dom, and giving speeches and writing books, and I sort of stumbled backwards into this movie making. And, you know, my first film was really a very traditional documentary, which you could have shot on with a handheld,
right.
you know,
mm-hmm.
high-quality camera. And so it's only slowly that I've developed the skills to be able to recreate history and make documentary films that are really docudramas and look more like feature films.
Yeah, that's the ticket. That's where it's at. Well, congratulations. We're going to be singing your praises Wednesday, August 1st with me. And in theaters, if people miss that, they don't get a ticket, then August 3rd it kicks off.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dom.
Great. Thanks, Dinesh. Thank you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.